There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
What's on your mind? And we're looking for you to tell us just exactly what's on your mind today on the program. Hi, everybody. I am Scott Hannon along with Todd Mitchell.
Hello.
And we are ready to find out what's on your mind. And I don't make a habit of calling our listeners a liar. But if
I
weather,
hope not.
If weather is not on your mind today, you're lying.
Oh.
I think. Right?
Good point.
I mean, it's got to be. Isn't that the, does weather like this improve your mood, Todd? Are you in a better mood?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Little visions of the convertible rather than the snowblower. Of course it does.
We could analyze that a little bit because, you know, technically we're not supposed to let anything affect our mood, right? Because it's the one thing we can control. Our attitude, regardless of what happens. But it's just impossible for it not to have an impact, isn't it?
Well, exactly.
And when it's this nice, will you do me a favor and just kind of keep tabs as we climb up today on what the temps are looking like throughout our fine listing area? Just kind of keep dropping in those temperatures.
Yeah.
And my theory is, the better news you get from Todd, the more love you'll have today. The better your attitude today.
I mean, we may see some upper 60s the next few days. You gotta love that.
Where's the warmest spot in North Dakota right now as we speak?
Most likely to the southwest, as somebody went and closed the window I opened about that. The southwest could be hitting the middle 60s, even the upper 60s the next few days. I mean,
you get a chance to review the temps there. You tell us where it's warmest right now, and we'll kind of watch this as we go on.
Ironically, Minot's one of the warmer spots. I'm not sure how that happened.
All right.
At 34, I mean, that really shouldn't. Well, but the weather doesn't necessarily follow should and shouldn't all the time, right?
Obviously not. The way we're going here with some of these forecasted high, record highs.
Minot's at 35, and then you go to like Rapid City's 34. Fargo's at 34, pretty warm. Sioux Falls at 36. Twin Cities at 39. So somehow, as far as North Dakota goes, Minot's got the award. And
Why not Minot? That's what the weather
guy is saying. Why not? Exactly.
Exactly right. Exactly. So does weather like this improve your mood? And then I would assume the opposite of that. If it's just stupid cold out, you can tend to be a little grumpy, right?
Sure.
I think that's pretty obvious, but I'd love to know. I started a little survey question on our Facebook page, and so far everybody's yes with exclamation points and absolutely yes and amazing yes, yes, and, so everybody's in a better mood today. Here's the telephone numbers to tell us what's on your mind, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You can email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Remember, when you call, you have two options, because you'll get a recorded voice message that says, thanks for calling, and then you'll have the option of pressing 1 to leave a message. Just, Scott, weather really does improve my my attitude. Thank you very much. Or, no, Scott, I'm bigger than that. I'm stronger than that. I don't let outside forces affect my mood. No, thank you. Whatever your comment might be, you just press 1, you leave it, and we have it. We have it here to share. But it's a quick way to step up on the soapbox and let your voice be heard. Press 2 if you want to chat with Todd and I on the air. Maybe there's something you really disagree with me on. And in fact, that's a good place to start today. I would encourage anybody in the sound of our voice today who disagrees with me on anything, you name it, call in today and see if this good weather that's put me in this good mood can be knocked off the high horse here a little bit. All right? We'll put it to the test. This good weather puts you in a good mood stuff here, okay? So you disagree with me on anything, and Snerdly, if you would, put them to the front of the line, okay? Put a big, big red star, big gold star right next to their name here on the computer screen next to me, so I know that somebody is coming in to try and spoil my good mood. And I'm encouraging it. I'm asking for it today. I want to know. If you disagree on anything, let's have a conversation about it, and I'll see if I lose any of the shine that I have because of this good weather, okay? So, those of you who disagree, let's go. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. I'll throw out one right now that might you might disagree on, and then we could talk about it. Before I do that, by the way, Al Carlson at the bottom of the hour, House Majority Leader, will get an update. Day 43 of the North Dakota legislative session today. And a number of topics to chat with the House Majority Leader about. Next hour, we are going to, for a portion of the program, two segments, we'll have our University of Mary Monday. We take a challenge, a problem, and we bring in a couple of experts. And the problem is definition of what's moral. That's right. Because believe it or not, more and more, sometimes even our classrooms these days, you know, folks just don't think morals are all that important. It doesn't really matter. So what do you do that? What do you do with that way of thinking, especially when you're trying to form moral leaders for tomorrow, as educational leaders do? Kind of a challenge. So we'll tackle that on our University of Mary Monday with a couple of experts on the program today. Looking forward to that. Okay. Here's one issue you may disagree with me on, because I'm seeking those that disagree today to challenge my theory that with weather like this, that you can't possibly be in a bad mood. Okay? This week, we'll bring a chance to vote on some adjustments. Some might call it a tweak to North Dakota's corporate farming laws. Okay? Specifically related to, they're calling it the ham and cheese bill, which I gotta love, right? Because it's food, Todd. You know, you and I am
going to come to
food, right? Yeah. Yeah. And so the ham and cheese bill, what it would do is to say if you're a swine operation or if you're a dairy operation, we're going to lift the current restrictions on corporate ownership right now. This has worked for South Dakota. This has worked for Minnesota. This is a big, giant duh, if you ask me. A big, giant duh, meaning, of course, you'd do this. When you see swine operations go down, dairy operations go down, and pretty soon non-existent, on this plan, you got to do something about it. So South Dakota did, it's what Minnesota did. Now, it does not throw the baby out with the bathwater. It does not say, let's, you know, throw out the law altogether. It says specifically for these two industries because we're losing this tradition. So my opinion, change it. Tweak the law. Do everything you can to keep those kind of operations in place right here in North Dakota. Do you disagree? Call me so we can test the theory that nothing can put you in a bad mood when there's weather like this coming. Not when you're talking record highs, inching up there towards 60 degrees today, mid to upper 50s, right? And some of those places, record highs. And later in the week, it's in the forecast, isn't it, that we're going to hit the big, some temperatures will start with 6?
Yeah, tomorrow and Wednesday, especially in southwestern North Dakota, could be the upper 60s.
Upper 60s. We could hit the big 7, ladies and gentlemen.
Uh-huh.
I'm telling you what, that kind of a forecast, it's going to have to be really a tough deal that you're going to throw at me today. I'm telling you what, I'm fired up with that kind of weather. No question about it. Could not be more right. All right. Let's see here. Do I have time to play? This caller doesn't disagree with me, but it disagrees with Congressman Kevin Cramer, okay?
Good morning, Scott. Scott, I have one thing that's been troubling me. Congressman Cramer said that the 30 group of conservatives teamed up with Pelosi when actually it was just the opposite. Boehner teamed up with Pelosi, actually negotiated with her several times. There's several articles out about it. and actually Boehner went completely against the conservative caucus in Congress, and that was completely inaccurate what Cramer said. Anyway, I just wanted your feelings on it, Scott.
No, you're not disagreeing with me, but you're disagreeing with Congressman Cramer. It just depends on what votes you're on and whatever. There's a group of conservatives in the House that don't like John Boehner. And so I think what Congressman Cramer was saying was specifically on the legislation that had some folks upset recently concerning trying to stop the president's illegal immigration amnesty executive order. Their opposition to Boehner on some key votes is why the deal had to go south. Now, again, when it came to passing it through, with those folks gone, then you have to pass a different bill, and unfortunately then Democrats become involved. So that was part of the problem there. Ed in Minot, first to go when we come back on What's On Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Scott Hillen here to tell you about my pals at S&S Motors in Watford City. I bought a great truck, got a great deal. You can too. They have clearance pricing every day at S&S Motors Watford City. Internet specials every day at snsmotorsinc.com. Call Brent or Tim. They'll take care of you. Pre-owned 4x4, great deals. New Fords and Chevys too, and they'll bring it to you. Full service shops with four techs that can handle any and all of your repairs and vehicle maintenance. Just call Sonia, 701-444-2341. Online, snsmotorsinc.com. S&S Motors Watford City.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy level 3 and higher body armor. Katie Armor offers the most affordable level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katiearmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-armor.com. Come and take it.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Of What's On Your Mind, brought to you in part by the North Dakota Petroleum Council, NorthDakotaOilCan.com's Energy Day at the Capitol tomorrow, as a matter of fact. Broadcasting Energy Matters from there tomorrow afternoon, which you hear on KFYR 550 and KLTC in Dickinson. Tomorrow, by the way, will be at Open Road Honda in Mandan with What's On Your Mind, North Dakota Farm Bureau, celebrating Farm Bureau Week. So we'll be there to tell you about membership benefits, which include, by the way, great deals on generators when you're a member of the North Dakota Farm Bureau. So looking forward to that tomorrow, too. And again, the North Dakota Petroleum Council bringing you today's program. NorthDakotaOilCan.com, great spot to find out more about the 60,000 jobs in the energy economy in North Dakota with this oil and gas production, that 60,000 number, as well as the $30 billion in economic impact. 800-228-0550 to tell us what's on your mind today. Todd and I have a very scientific theory. Good weather improves your mood. We're testing the theory by encouraging people to call and disagree with me to see if my mood changes. And, Ed, did you want to disagree with me? Ed Minot is calling.
I always disagree with you. Why not?
Okay, good. Just really,
you don't always disagree with him.
Lay it on me, then. Just give me a haymaker, Ed.
Well, I'll just ask my animals if the temperature doesn't change the mood of the people. My dogs, you know.
What do they say?
Man, they just, you can't get them back in the house, no.
Man, dogs are people, too, so come on in there, Scott.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're...
See, Dad, I'm going to go run around for a couple hours.
They like it, huh?
Oh, man, do they?
Our dogs must be spoiled because they you know, they're always whining to come in.
Oh, no. Yep.
Good weather or not.
Time change is what I was thinking. Everybody's affected by the jump ahead in time. So I had to get up at 3:30 instead of 4:30 today, and I think it affects everybody. So you get adjusted to it.
Okay, well, what time did you go to bed last night? I thought the same thing. My alarm went off at 4:15 today. And I allowed myself to think about it for a little bit, saying that really was 3:15. On the other hand, you know, I mean, I was asleep by 11.
I did my usual. I watched the clock and went to bed like my usual time, but it just, your body just can't fool it, you know.
Yeah, I think you're right. It does mess with you a little bit, doesn't it? Do you think it's time to do away with the whole time shift?
I wish they would. But I drive for a living, and everybody that I meet today probably feels the same way I do, so I'm a little extra careful today. You know?
So let me get this straight, Ed. While the weather is great and all, right. It's you're a little sluggish from the time change, so it's offsetting any bump in mood you'd get from the weather.
Oh, yeah, no. It bumps it up, but it affects everybody. So I already had a couple encounters today with people that are, plus it's Monday, that are, you know, they're like brain dead already, so.
Brain dead? Wow. That's a little rough. So not just.
I had a couple incidents already this morning. It's not even, you know, doing yet, so.
Yeah.
It affects people, and I'm just like I'm going to say, everybody's going to drive, so everybody you meet today is going to be an hour out of their sink.
All right, so cut them a little slack is what you're trying to say.
Be careful. Be careful.
All right. That's good advice, Ed. Thank you very much. We'll see if others want to share anything else. Tom and Partial, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Tell us.
You know, I got a little upset there when you said that the conservatives did something so the vote couldn't go through. They were standing their ground on what they told their voters they would do. Unlike Boehnert and Cramer there, who went ahead and backed up and didn't do anything like they said they were going to do, and that's a sad part. They weren't. The conservatives weren't willing to give up anything.
Well, first of all, what I
vote because I checked the vote on C-SPAN. Who voted for what?
Yeah, now couple things, Tom. One, I was simply in response to that caller explaining what Congressman Cramer had said. Okay.
Well, apparently he's full of crap when it comes to that because I actually DVR C-SPAN. So I can see who voted and what they did.
But here's why I'm confused. And Congressman Cramer's not going to be on the air this week because his father passed away. But we will no doubt return to this topic at some point in the future. And because if Republicans had all voted together, they could do exactly what Boehner wanted to do. And that was couple Department of Homeland Security funding with defunding the president's amnesty, you know, executive order, right? But obviously,
right.
They didn't all vote together. So that's what Congressman Cramer was saying, that, you know, they were upset with the speaker, so they went a different way, and they weren't able to do it. I mean, I don't know that what Congressman Cramer or what Boehner is saying is all that controversial, because simple math tells you if every Republican voted the same, they'd have been able to do what they wanted to do.
That's right. Well, they would, but they were going to try to put it on with another bill for pork barrel, like pork stuff they do on everything else, and the conservatives were against that.
All right, well, they had a difference of opinion. That's fine, but I'm saying factually what happened is the group of conservatives, Republicans, decided to vote differently than the speaker, who was very forceful on wanting to defund the president's immigration. How he decided to do it, they didn't like, but that's what I guess what I'm saying. That's not somebody's full of crap. That's just
So you're saying the conservatives joined up with Pelosi? And then, because I think it was Boehner who was meeting with Pelosi, and he decided to time the release of the, he had to vote the same day.
I think that caller was responding to Congressman Cramer describing that situation that way, saying that there were a group of conservatives in the House that disliked John Boehner so much, they ended up voting with Nancy Pelosi to stop what his ultimate plan was on defunding the immigration. You know, a lot of it gets very...
You need to check C-SPAN and look at the vote, and you'll see how they voted.
Yeah, and by the way, Congressman Cramer voted against the decoupling. He voted against what ultimately passed because he was with the conservatives. He wanted it, and so was John Hoeven over in the Senate. But
that's good, but I mean, the way it was said, it was like, because I DVR all the votes. I mean, it's mind-numbing to listen to them. So I DVR and go back, see who voted how. You know,
you are a committed patriot, by golly. I've done it myself because there's so many different votes, and they're always able to say, well, I voted for that, but I voted against that. And
you get it on the news, it's totally different from what happened, or they take a sentence the gentleman said, but he was repeating what somebody else said, and they act like they tie it to him, and that ain't what he said. He was repeating what somebody else said. So
sure, yeah.
That's what caused me to start watching DVR and that stuff. Well, thanks for your time, sir.
Appreciate the call very much. Thank you. Let's see here. Get another one in here before the break.
Hi, Scott. I'm calling regarding Iran and Israel. There has been some discussion from different hosts that there actually is a false rift that has been established between Israel and Iran. And then I just wonder, you know, what we feel is going to happen or might happen with the war situation there. Thank you.
False rift. I wonder what exactly that means, false rift. I don't know who'd be saying that, because if I play back the voice of Benjamin Netanyahu before the joint session of Congress last week, I wouldn't call that... a false rift at all. No.
Good point.
Al Carlson, when we come back on What's on Your Mind, don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hey, Scott Hinman here to let you know, spring's right around the corner. You may think I know that because the pitchers and catchers are reporting to spring training, right? Well, that helps, but when my friends at Chase on the Lake let me know about their great spring break specials, I know spring is so close you can taste it. If you're looking for a fabulous getaway this spring, check out everything Chase on the Lake's offering. Enter the promo code SCOTT, get 3 nights in a classic condo, 50% off the bowling, 25% off the spa treatments Sunday through Thursday, and when two adults have an entree at the 502 restaurant, two kids get a meal for free, $333 for everything in the beautiful Chase condos with the nice bedrooms, the full kitchens, fireplaces, pull-out sofas, flat screens, TVs. There's something for everyone at Chase. Downtown Walker's a block away. The award-winning Aveda Spa, the indoor pool, the plunge pool, the game room. This spring, head over to the shores of Leech Lake and book your stay at Chase on the Lake. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code SCOTT. Scott, ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code Scott. 3 nights at a classic condo, $333 with everything. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code Scott.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These mattresses are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freesurvivallighter.com. Again, that's freesurvivallighter.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freesurvivallighter.com today.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
What difference does a corporate farming bill make? Doesn't most of our pork come from Canada? Aren't there hundreds of Canadian trucks coming through on 929 every week hauling hogs south?
All right. Appreciate the call and the commentary. We continue 27 before the top of the hour. I would just quickly add my own opinion on this. As you see, the numbers of dairy operations and swine operations shrink. It is quite obvious something needs to be done to make sure that, North Dakota operations, swine operators and dairy operators have a shot. And so I think a tweak's a good idea. Maybe we'll start right there with our next guest, the majority leader of the North Dakota House, Al Carlson. Al, how are you?
Pretty good, Scotty. How are you?
Wonderful. Day 43 of the North Dakota legislature, so we're checking in with Al regularly and other members of the state legislature to keep tabs on how things are going. And a little past the halfway mark, what's your self-reporting report card? Give us a sense of how things are coming.
You know, I think that overall things are going well, Scott. We're still kind of waiting for our second and probably final fiscal report to come out on the 18th. We're going to have a little meeting on the 11th and review what's coming. And it's really kind of hard to understand if the revenue is going to be up or down. I guess my personal feeling is that the way oil has been holding and the way our triggers are in place, we better be a little cautious about this next budget report. So we'll kind of wait and see, and then things will really kick into high gear after the 18th.
A committee of the House last week did approve the proposal to tweak North Dakota's anti-corporate farming laws based on that caller's comment. Might as well start there. What's your thought on how do you plan to vote on the full House?
I'm going to vote for the corporate farming bill. I think the fact that it deals with swine and dairy is important. I think agriculture, the face has changed, and it's become so capital-intensive, especially in those two arenas, that I don't think those industries will ever grow in North Dakota without the ability to have some limited liability protection and to have an additional cash infusion. It's going to be a controversial vote. I mean, there's those that still want the traditional North Dakota way of life on the farm, and there's those that prefer to have it a little more open. I think it'll be an interesting vote. I think it'll be a very close vote.
Fred and Wing, question for Representative Al Carlson, the House Majority Leader, with us. And any other questions or comments, always welcome here, 800-228-0550. Go ahead, Fred.
Yes, Mr. Carlson. That was an interesting hearing over in the south part of the Capitol in the hearing room last week on Thursday and on Friday. And I listened to our Ag Commissioner talk, and we did some of our own talking down there. I was down there and testified. I'm old pork producer, and these two bills with the checkoff and the bill about the corporate farming are intertwined, because years ago when they took my pork checkoff dollars from me, I called up, pork was at 22 cents. They were building hog operations where the corporate farming laws in the southern states were so lax. These big corporations were building one gigantic hog operation after another. And I asked the people who I was paying my checkoff dollars to here in the state, couldn't we do something about that? Oh, we're lobbying for it. We want them to build bigger hog operations because that's good for the hog business. So they were able to buy land. So I can see it happening here with these two bills. That if they're able to buy land in here anyway to own land and livestock here in this state, it's going to have the same effect. We lost all of our hog producers. We lost almost all of our dairy producers because they were able to control the market by owning the pork in these large operations from hoof to fork.
All right, so that's Fred's opinion. Al, what do you say to that?
You know, I'm trying to figure out if Fred thinks it's a good or a bad thing that we have these hog operations. Fred, where are you at?
Well, we're up at Wing, and we had a hog operation up here years ago. And I guess maybe sometimes I talk too fast, but we had a hog operation, and I called up to my National Pork Board, as that was about 30 years ago now, 25 years ago. And I asked them, I said, we're getting killed out here, 22-cent hogs. And they're building the hogs are so low, yet these gigantic corporations down in North Carolina and other southern states where they had relaxed the corporate farming laws were buying land, building hog buildings, and just supplying hogs to beat the ban. I says, why, if pork industry is down so much, why are they building so much? And I says, isn't there something wrong with that? And my pork dollars were going to lobby at that time. My pork checkoff dollars were going to lobby.
Well, Al, correct me if I'm wrong, but the checkoff dollars can't be used for lobbying, right?
You know, they're not supposed to be used for lobbying. That's my understanding, anyway. So do you think it would be bad if we opened this up?
Well, of course it would be, Al, because I sat and debated back and forth, pro and con, on the checkoff dollar with a checkoff lobbyist from the beef industry the other day. So there is lobbyists hired by the beef industry to lobby certain things to happen.
Well, yeah, but what I'm saying is the checkoff funds can't be used for lobbying.
They're supposed to be used for promotion of the industry is what they're supposed to be.
They were registered at a lobby. There was a registered lobbyist. They had registered a lobbyist there at the Capitol the other day.
Well, yeah, they have to be registered if they're going to testify. So they have to. That's one of our rules. But you know, this will be an interesting vote. I understand your opinion on that thing. I think that it'll be positive for our growers, and some people don't. We'll just have to see how it goes.
Fred, appreciate the call. I'm just having trouble linking the two. You know, the checkoff with the tweak on the corporate farming thing. But there are
to me they're separate issues. Scott, I think you're right on there.
Mike in Colfax, go ahead for Al Carlson. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, hey, Scott, long time no see. What's up, man?
Glad to hear from you. Thanks for calling.
Okay. Corporate farming in North Dakota could be nothing but bad. I've been in agriculture all my life. I'm in my mid-50s. I travel probably 30 states in my lifetime. I have seen corporate farming states. If you think land prices are high right now, just wait until corporate farming kicks in, if they let it in, and until some health comes back in the grain markets. Then you're going to see land not in the $3,000 or $4,000 or $5,000 range on the east side of the state, but more like in the $10,000 to $12,000 to $15,000 range. So anybody that's actively farming, if they think young people or middle-aged people can thrive in that kind of climate, they're wrong. As far as the dairy industry, anybody that's ever taken a college economics class knows this. Freight differentials dictate some industries. If you're growing potatoes, which I have, if you grow your potatoes closer to an urban market where the population centers are, you'll get paid more for it. Farther away, less. Same thing with milk. There's some dairy industry in North Dakota. However, we do not have large urban population areas to buy all the dairy products. So maybe we're at the level that the dairy industry wants to be at. As far as the hog industry, not real well versed in it. But corporate farming has a rule. I would say it would be very destructive. Don't let it get started.
All right, Mike, appreciate the call. Alan, anything you want to say to that? Specifically, we probably should remind folks that we're only talking about changes to the law specific to dairy and swine operations, right?
Absolutely. You know, it's not wide open. Years ago, there was a bill that was wide open. That would have been a whole different game, but this is very, very industry it's set up so that only hog and dairy can be handled in this bill. Do they think it's a nose under the tent? I suppose some could say that. I think it'd be good for those two industries. I'm going to support it, Scott.
An emailer says, tell Fred and Wing that the Beef Commission is the checkoff promotion arm. The Stockman's Association does the lobbying. That's the policy arm. So there's a difference between the two.
Let's see. One's promotion and one's not.
Let's see. Some other ones here. Listener says, ask Al if the House will protect our religious liberties and kill the sexual orientation bill or the right to bully bill, as some rightfully call it, a bill designed for lawsuits.
You know, that bill came to us from the Senate, Scott. Our hearing is set up for next week, and we'll take a rather quick action on that when it comes out of committee. I am not in favor of that bill. The hearing will be held. It'll be a good, fair hearing. People will get a chance to state their opinion. Then we're going to bring it to the floor and see how the votes go. I do not personally support it. I didn't support it last time it came to us.
John is asking about Common Core, specifically saying why did they drop the ball in getting rid of Common Core? There was quite the contentious debate over on the House side. Anything else related to Common Core you expect this session?
Well, we've got the Department of Public Instruction bill in the House now that came to us in the Senate. And we are preparing some amendments that will deal with the sharing of information and the privacy factor that a lot of people are concerned about. And we're also going to study what type of assessments our kids should be required to take, which will deal with the smarter balance assessment, Scott. So we're going to – it's probably a little slower and people want to move, but we are not going to let either one of those go away. We're going to make sure we know which assessments are right and which are wrong. And we are going to do everything we can to protect our kids' privacy.
Clint wants to know if there are plans to do authentic property tax reform anytime soon. Not sure what he means by authentic property tax reform, but also refers to the property tax shell game that has passed previously. Give us an update on the property tax side.
You know, the property tax, we did, even with our revenue changes, Scott, we did set aside all but $50 million of the property tax relief money for this biennium. So it is protected, and he's calling it a shell game because what we do is we buy down mills and education, and that's supposed to be directly reflected off of your property tax. We've tried reform in the last two sessions. We've got some reform in this time. That seems to be a buzzword, you know, lasting reform, except when it comes to the floor, the people that are talking about that vote against it. So until you get under control and you talk about percentages instead of dollars, and percentages instead of mills, until you put some caps in things, you're never really going to be able to control what's going on there. This has been a long debate over who has control. Is it local control or the state? I maintain we have a long-term issue there because we neither assess nor collect property taxes, but we've taken it upon ourselves to try and give some of that relief back to the taxpayer through educational funding. We're going to continue to do that. I do think that they're absolutely right, though, that we need to do more reform and more controls to make sure that the rising assessments don't eat up all of our property tax relief.
All right, I got a follow-up on that. We'll do that after the break. Also, Frank and Bismarck with a question. House Majority Leader Al Carlson with us for another segment. Calls, questions, comments, welcome on What's on Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Louis L'Amour once said, quote, "We who pass do not own this land, but we will use it. We will hold it briefly in trust for those yet to come. We must not reap without seeding. We must not take from the earth without replacing," unquote. The Northwest Landowners Association understands the importance of industry in North Dakota. Still, we want the land protected and the owners respected. go to nwlandowners.com. Northwest Landowners was established to maintain a balance in resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com for more information. That's nwlandowners.com. NWLandowners.com.
Let's go to Norway. My name is Carol Juven. I've been in Norway 145 times and had over 47,000 people on tour in beautiful Norway. Come join me on the official Norskfest Norway tour June 1st to the 14th. See southern Norway at its best. The fjord, the waterfalls, the spectacular mountains. Meet and greet Norway's Jim Reeves, Bureau Holland. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Phone me toll free, 1-800-343-0093. That is 1-800-343-0093. Or see for yourself at www.juventours.com. Sign up by March 15th. Space is limited. Welcome along.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What's on your mind? 10 before the top of the hour. Chatting with Al Carlson, North Dakota House Majority Leader. A couple minutes left with him. Any questions or comments are welcome at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Bill sent a note here, and it dovetails on the question that came before the break that I wanted to follow up on, saying, why have you not lowered taxes on property and sales along with income since there's so much money in the bank? So I guess an update on, first of all, property taxes, as you just mentioned, that's a done deal, right?
Yep.
That remains the same track that was put in place last session. How about
Ron, you know, the methodology of the question is it really educational funding, Scott, or is it property tax relief? And the people have figured out that when we send home all these dollars, that some of it get eroded away because the values of their properties are increasing. And when you use a mill against a higher value, obviously they raise more money at home, and our money buys less on property tax relief. So we're going to have to make a decision pretty quick if we're going to continue down that road or we're going to try different methodology. We do have a 12% credit that's directly back off of everybody's property. I put that at the end of the last session. A lot of consternation about it. Now everybody likes the idea of seeing that line on their taxes that says a 12% direct payment from the state to your property. And we're going to continue to do that as well, Scott. That's grown to about $250 million now.
There were a lot of pieces of legislation debated last session specific to controls on local spending so that, you know, basically those dollars, appropriated by the state would actually show up in real property tax reform and real spending reductions at the local level. Do you anticipate anything like that coming back up this session?
Yeah, you know, we've got two things that are out there. One of them is the governor had a little task force, and so did we, about mill consolidation. Which allowed all these separate mills that are bouncing around out there on the books to be consolidated into one, and then the number was reduced. So that's going to have a positive effect. And the second one is that we are going to take over a little bit of county social services. Doesn't amount to much, but it might be one or two mills this time, about $23 million statewide. So there's other little things that are happening along the way where we're going to try and control, and the state's picking up a few other costs along the way. And those things will have a positive effect on property. But again, you got to remember, as long as the property valuations continue to rise, we need to look at how they're averaged or whatever to slow that down a bit. But when they go up, your value goes up. The mills charged against that value means your property tax goes up. So they still got to push the button at home, Scott. Make sure those guys at home are being good stewards of their tax dollars.
All right, I'll save the question on the other tax relief for a moment here because Frank's been waiting a while. Frank Bismarck for Congressman, or excuse me, for House Majority Leader Representative Al Carlson. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi. First of all, I feel better when it's sunny outside and more bogged down when it's cloudy. Doesn't matter the temperature.
Very good, very good. All right.
And then, you know, this is just speculation, you know, because I've seen, like, the Wildlife Fund or whatever, and is it possible that there's other companies, corporations, or businesses that see a chance to get money out of North Dakota and they want to move their operations here? Because, you know, I heard one of the things that a representative say was a tax infusion, meaning that there would be tax money spent on redoing this farm bill or whatever. And really, it doesn't matter to me. I'm not a farmer or anything. I'm just speculating on the reasons and purposes of using North Dakota's oil money. Maybe other people are after it. So that's all I got. Okay.
Well, we certainly saw that with Measure One last go around, right, Al?
You bet. And they, what I meant by the infusion was that because it's so capital intensive, this corporate farming on hog and dairy will allow other capital to come in and help those businesses stay in our state. That was it. That's the type, not government infusion, private infusion.
Okay. John Bismarck for Representative Al Carlson. Go ahead.
Yes. The United States Senate passed a statement where they allowed the hog slaughterhouses to be all bought up by the Chinese, and I was wondering if that would have an effect on the price of the hogs being sold.
You know, I'm not familiar with that. I don't have any idea. I can't imagine some of the things that Congress does. Thank God we're in North Dakota where we balance the books and use a little common sense. But I can't imagine why they'd want to do that.
Well, they did do it, and I remember getting hold of one of my representatives, but however, that was the Senate, and we never had anybody in the Senate at that time to represent us decent. And The situation was is that they were wanting to buy all these slaughterhouses throughout the United States, some of the biggest ones, and it was a big sale. Supposedly, the U.S. Senate did back this bill to sell all these
I'll just trade all this money and sell it to the Chinese. So
Interesting. I appreciate that, John. We're short on time here. By the way, Larry, thanks for the catch. I said measure one when I meant measure five on outside dollars pouring in to get a hold of oil money. But appreciate the catch. Quickly on other tax relief, we only have about 20 seconds more to go in the second half here.
We're trying to, Scott, the revenue picture is a little bit shaky, but we're trying to hold the reduction of 10% on the corporate personal income tax. And at this point in time, that is in the budget.
Sounds good. Thanks, Al. Appreciate the update. More to come as we go throughout the session with Al Carlson right here.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Now a word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Did you know agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy every year is about $6 billion? Ag represents close to a quarter of our state's economic base, employs approximately 25% of the state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong ag sector helps keep our state strong. But we're about more than agriculture. We're about those things that are important to all North Dakotans. A strong, growing, vibrant economy, good schools, safe communities, and keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. Find out more about the organization by going online to ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau website, ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's agriculture, and that's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
Extend your life with Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendivite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. You're it's close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.